Hey, what's up everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and got a couple new stuff that I want to talk to you about. And the first is the muscle shake. And the muscle shake I introduced late last week, or it might have been middle of last week. And essentially, muscle shake is a native whey protein blend. And I've been really looking at it, and just when you get the powder, if you do order it, if you haven't seen it yet, maybe watch the video. But if you look at the powder, you'll see how white it is. I mean, it really is a nice white powder, which is a great sign that it's coming from coming directly from milk. So essentially, you have a whey isolate, casein, milk protein isolate blend. Okay, so it's going to be a good, basic, well, super high quality blend actually, because you're not going to find this product anywhere else. And yeah, it's just a great protein powder, so I highly suggest you give it a try. And then what I wanted to do was, I looked online for a bunch of studies about using protein blends, and I'll post them on the Muscle Shake page, but one was comparing a soy whey casein blend that actually promoted increased muscle protein synthesis, and another one was the consumption of milk protein or whey protein actually caused a similar increase in muscle protein synthesis. So if you don't know by now that using whey protein is very, I'd say, basic, almost primitive. Like, I mean, whey protein, if you think about it, it's been around since the early 90s. I remember first seeing, I believe the first one was Designer Protein. And that one, that was like, people were going crazy over it. They're like, you have to use this. It tastes great. It's high quality. And Dan Duchesne, who was really the first supplement guru out there, I believe that him and somebody else created it. And after that, whey protein powder took off. But I wrote an article in the past one time talking about how I felt that Designer might have been a native whey protein. It might have come directly from milk, but who knows? I mean, we'll never know the answer to that question. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it came directly from cheese. But if you're using whey protein by itself, it's not the best for increasing muscle protein synthesis or trying to grow muscle or trying to recover. I mean, the studies now that are out there, we know that native whey protein. They just did a study about, I think it was last year actually, that showed that when you use native whey protein, you'll actually have more leucine in your blood than if you use whey protein from cheese, and that's a fact. So I could post that study. However, what was interesting about it was that the people that, the researchers that did this study concluded that it didn't necessarily increase muscle mass. So I thought that was interesting. So maybe, you know, more studies need to be done on native whey, because you have two high-end manufacturers, I think both coming out of France, that make the native whey. You know, I don't think they're going to be too thrilled with that. I mean, they're thrilled that there's more leucine in the blood when you use native whey. So that really goes to show you that this isn't just, you know, BS. You know, when you use a native whey, the body, it has a higher biological value. Okay, body can get more out of the protein than a whey protein coming directly from cheese. So muscle shake is perfect for that. You know, will you have, essentially, you have a casein, you have a whey protein, and a milk protein isolate, all native. So will you have more leucine in the blood by using this product? And at the same time, will it increase muscle mass over whey protein? I believe so, because the studies on casein, I mean, they're not as high as whey protein. Whey protein, you look online, you'll find a ton of studies on whey protein. Casein protein, you'll find a lot, but not as much as whey. But anytime they do research comparing casein to whey, you'll see that casein is almost just as good. And I think that Dr. Kolker, who knows a lot about building muscle, he always told me that he always told me that catabolic hormones are much more powerful than anabolic hormones. So if you think about it, how long does it take you to build muscle? You know, it might take you, you know, a year to put on 10 pounds of muscle mass. Well, how long does it take you to lose 10 pounds of muscle mass if you get sick or you stop lifting? Those catabolic hormones kicking in and just chewing up that muscle mass. So is it better to be more anti-catabolic with the use of casein? Or you combine those two, you're anabolic with the use of the whey and you're anti-catabolic with the use of casein and a milk protein isolate. Okay, so I put those studies on the site. I will be putting them on the site, or you could just go to the Muscle Shake page and check those out. All right, and the other thing is the supplement tidbit article that I just posted. And the first thing you'll see in the supplement tidbit section is that a casein protein powder study just came out. Okay, it just came out, and you'll see that they showed that it actually increases your metabolic rate when you wake up. So if you take the casein protein powder before you go to bed, they call it pre-sleep, which I thought was interesting. You know, not bedtime or nighttime or whatever, but pre-sleep. If you take 40 grams of casein protein powder pre-sleep, you wake up in the morning and then you work out, your metabolism is going to be revved up. So you'll see that I put together a fat burning stack. I theorized, well, hey, let's burn some fat. So you take 40 grams of the casein protein powder. You know, in this case, of course, you want to use the protein factor or muscle shake. You know, you take muscle shake or casein protein powder before you go to bed. I would take 40 grams, either one. And when you wake up, have a capsule of Capsimax or the Citrus Orantium. You know, combine the both, and then you hit the inertia wave. Okay, so you don't even need to go to the gym. All right, and the inertia wave, if you haven't seen that yet, that's my friend Dave Parisi. I mean, the guy, if you listen to Dave Parisi's podcast, the guy knows what he's talking about as far as working out. Okay, this guy he's been doing it probably longer than I have. He's in great shape, and he invented something called the inertia wave. And let me tell you something, this guy put his blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. It's not just some some scam piece of exercise equipment. Okay, the inertia wave is something that he believes in, I believe in it, and you just burn a lot of calories using it. It doesn't take a lot of time. I think it literally takes about 10 minutes a day. Maybe, I think he recommended 3 or 4 days a week. That's it. And he's got tons of videos, he's accessible, and yeah. So that's a great fat loss, whatever you want to call it. You want to call it a fat loss stack, but it includes the inertia wave. So casein, protein powder, Capsimax, Citrus Orantium, and then you do the inertia wave, and boom, there you go. And that study's on the site, you'll see that. Birchwood sap, okay? So here's the thing. People are trying to come out with new supplements all the time, and they're not drugs, they're food. Okay, you got to remember, if it was a drug, it's a pharmaceutical company, you're not gonna be able to sell it, but it's a lot easier to find a extract or subfraction or something concentrated to get from food. So this company out in Estonia, they are making a sports drink made from birchwood sap. So it's kind of like coconut water, I would say. That's what they say also, because for some reason people are still calling Gatorade a sports drink. And Gatorade is garbage, in my opinion, okay? I mean, if anybody doesn't think it's garbage, please, I'd love to debate that with you, because Gatorade is essentially dextrose, maltodextrin, which are highly processed carbs. They jack your insulin up, which makes it very difficult to lose body fat, okay? I mean, if you wanted to bulk up, yes, Gatorade, but still, very unhealthy for you. Contains artificial, some of the brands that they have or the flavors they have contain artificial sweeteners, hydrogenated oils, just artificial preservatives, artificial colors. I mean, the stuff is just garbage. Okay, so if you still think Gatorade's a sports drink, please, It's not, okay? So, I say on the website, and you'll see this, is that alternatives to sports drinks came out. So, the first one, and I sold this product probably about 10 years ago, probably over that, was Serasport. Okay, and Serasport was a, or still is, because it's still available, is a rice product. Okay, it's derived from rice. It's actually hydrolyzed rice syrup solids. And it's pre-digested, so it gets into the system very quickly. It's very gentle, and it hydrates better, really, than anything out there right now. Okay, so if you want a good sports drink, check out the Serasport. That link is on the site. But back to the birchwood. So the birchwood sap is just, it's really just another natural alternative to a sports drink. It has electrolytes in it, natural occurring vitamins, antioxidants, great for recovery. I don't know the osmolality of the thing, but maybe dilute it. Who knows? But it's just something to check out. Okay. After that, Coca-Cola and CBD oil. You know, CBD is a product that for some reason is nobody likes. The government doesn't like. Credit card processing companies don't like. You know, God forbid. I used to sell it on my site. PayPal literally shut my account down. They froze my assets. I was furious. Why'd they do that? Well, you sell CBD oil. I mean, I can't believe it. Well, now Coca-Cola wants to get in the game. Why? Money talks and bullshit walks, right? So it'll be interesting to see what happens to CBD once Coca-Cola decides to get their hands on it. I mean, after that, will PayPal start accepting it now? I mean, is that the deal? So CBD is a great product, but you have to be very careful on where you buy it, just like anything else. You know, my job here at Protein Factory isn't to try to prove that a product works or try to convince you to buy this or debate research and whatnot. My main job to help you out is to tell you where to buy the quality ingredients. Okay, that's the difference between me and everybody else. You go online, you know, what's the best L-carnitine, and they'll mention brands. It's not about the brands. Okay, because brands, you don't know where they're buying it from. You have to know where the raw material is made. Okay, that's so important when you buy supplements. You have to know where it's made. Just like creatine is a great example. You know, who's got the best creatine? Well, several companies could have the best creatine if they're using Creapure. You know, I'm not the only company that sells Creapure. There's other companies out there that sell Creapure, and it's all the same. So we all have the best creatine, which is Creapure. Okay, so that's what you need to do. You got to find out the who makes it. So with CBD, that's a very, I wouldn't say it's dicey, but it's kind of dicey, okay? And there's a company that, what's it called? CV Sciences, okay? That's the only company I buy my CBD oil from right now, okay? And I have the link, I believe, on my site. All right? Next one, pre-workouts, okay? Now, when you think pre-workout, you got to understand where pre-workouts came from. Okay, pre-workouts were spawned from Jacked, okay? Whoever invented Jacked, very intelligent marketer, without a doubt, what he did was he took an ingredient that I'm pretty sure was not approved for the supplement industry, okay? I forget what it's called, but the FDA approves a new dietary ingredient, NDI, approves, if it's a new ingredient, they have to approve it first before it's launched into commerce. Well, I don't know if this guy did or not, but he took DMAA, which was a very, very powerful stimulant, and called it a pre-workout. You know, let's take some amino acids or other garbage that are irrelevant, but create a powder with some flavor, and you take this little scoop and put it in water and you drink it. Well, that's how the pre-workout started. Okay, this guy created the category of pre-workouts. Then after that, blah, 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 one thing led to another, a couple people keeled over, and the FDA got involved and took DMA off the shelf. Then after that, the supplement companies had a scramble. What are we gonna put in? Well, caffeine, you know, it's legal, nothing we could do. So that's what they did. So they put in caffeine. I'm a firm believer in never using caffeine, okay? Firm believer in never using caffeine. Now, you could debate me. Go ahead. The debate will go on and on. People don't like me to tell them not to use caffeine because they don't want to, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to debate it. However, my theory is simply, it's a drug, okay? It's a highly addicting drug. Anybody who physically needs caffeine in the morning, if you can't make it through the day, if you're a coffee drinker every day, and I'll challenge you right now, don't have coffee tomorrow, okay? Don't drink coffee. If you can't make it through the day, you're physically in pain, okay? You're an addict, okay? That's a sure sign. If you physically can't make it through the day, you're an addict. Now, how is that healthy for you? How is that in a sports nutrition product when bodybuilding is supposed to be about health, building muscle is supposed to be about health, okay? How is something that can get you addicted good for you, okay? It shouldn't be in the sports nutrition industry. Not only that, but without a doubt, caffeine increases cortisol in the body. Cortisol is a catabolic hormone, and I mentioned this previously in the podcast. Catabolic hormones are much more powerful than anabolic hormones. Imagine if there was a drug out there that could increase anabolic hormones. Would it be illegal? Would the FDA say it's illegal? Yeah, of course. Why is caffeine not illegal? You know, if I had a product that was in my supplement that could increase anabolic hormones, okay? So caffeine will do that. So get off the caffeine, start getting healthy. So you'll see in the article that I have on the site that this research has tested a bunch of pre-workouts in Australia and found out that most of them contain different varies of caffeine, anywhere from, you know, 25%, 50% less to 200 times more caffeine than it's supposed to. So you might think you're getting 100 milligrams of caffeine, you might be getting 300 milligrams of caffeine. That's insane to me. That's insane. So just another reason to pass the pre-workouts with caffeine and use something that's actually healthy for you, something like Tectanic. Okay, without a doubt, Tectanic is probably healthier for you than most things out there. I mean, it's essentially vegetable juice, okay? In this case, it's beet juice, all right? And I got a ton of research on there, and you'll see just how, just all the benefits that Tectanic Red really has. Granted, it's not gonna taste like, Fruit Loop flavored, or whatever these crazy flavors, blue raspberry. I mean, that's how these companies get you hooked. I mean, they get you on these flavors, but get away from these flavors, okay? Tectanic Red, I don't like the taste of it. I'm not a big fan of beets, but I drink it, okay? Finally, and this is real interesting, I'm surprised I didn't find this earlier because it came out in 2016, but a study comparing whey, casein, and hydrolyzed wheat. Okay, so what was better, you know? And they found out that hydrolyzed wheat is better than whey protein, but when they doubled it. So essentially, they looked at 60 grams of hydrolyzed wheat and 30 grams or 35 grams of regular whey protein, and they found that the wheat helps increase muscle protein synthesis better than the whey. However, they noted that, of course, wheat protein has a lower biological value than whey and casein. Okay, so it still makes zero sense to consume wheat protein over whey protein, but what I thought was interesting was the hydrolyzed part of it, because nobody really addresses hydrolyzed protein. Like the hydrolyzed whey protein that I sell, you know, is that better than a whey isolate? I've never really seen any of those studies. So that's an interesting study. Just remember that hydrolyzed products, like the hydrolyzed 520 that I sell, and the hydrolyzed salmon, you know, PeptoPro, you know, I got a ton of those products are. You know, those products really are high-end products, okay? So that's about it. And if you have any questions, as always, feel free to text me, 73.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.